I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It's hard to look around today and not see Christmas everywhere. But what if Christmas is not part of your tradition? That's the case for many immigrants in the U.S., including Muslim actor and comedian Asif Manvi. You might know him as a regular on The Daily Show, and I talked to him recently about his new book called No Lands Man. Yes, you heard the title right. In that book, Asif, you share stories about growing up in the U.K., so you must have seen your fair share of traditional Christmas. But your family is Indian and Muslim. Did they feel compelled to participate in any of that stuff?
Well, you know, I don't think my parents really knew how to celebrate Christmas when we first got to the U.K. You know, we didn't have a Christmas tree for, like, I think the first 10 years or something. It was sort of like my parents would just hide gifts behind the sofa. It wasn't part of our upbringing. It wasn't part of their upbringing. And so they didn't quite know all the traditions and stuff.
And like good kids who anticipate that Christmas day, were you hunting around for the presents and trying to get them open?
You know, it just became really about just giving us gifts. And so they celebrated Christmas because we wanted to celebrate. Me and my sister wanted to celebrate Christmas, you know. So.
Right.
And all of our friends in school were doing it. And so it became kind of the holiday of just like getting gifts. So I do remember the sort of, you know, waking up Christmas morning and opening gifts, which were often just wrapped in brown paper or, you know, not wrapped at all sometimes, just hidden behind the sofa.
You talk in No Lands Man about your dad being an occasional source of embarrassment for you. What did he really get wrong about Christmas?
I don't think they I think they understood what it was about. I think my parents were completely like, oh, it's, you know, the birth of Jesus. And, you know, but because we were Muslim, it was sort of like, we don't really celebrate that, you know, but we do believe in Jesus. And so I guess it's okay. You know, they kind of rationalize this sort of thing of like, I mean, Jesus is in the Quran, so probably it's okay to celebrate his birth. But I do remember my parents like getting invited to their neighbors' Christmas parties and being offered like Bailey's Irish cream. And then my mother not knowing that it was alcohol, and she drank it and was kind of like, this is delicious. You know? Next thing you know, she's drunk and she's never been drunk before. And so and now she's calling my father darling, which is something that, you know, Indian parents never do.
Is there one Christmas at the Manvi household that you kind of really remember as being kind of, this is a nice mix of two traditions, or one that you remember that was just completely off the rails?
Well, we have a funny Christmas tradition in our home, which is a little bit unorthodox and a little bit odd, I guess. When we first came to America, my parents, you know, didn't have a lot of money, and they were sort of like, they were kind of struggling for a while. We had moved from England to the U.S. and my dad was starting a new business. And so that first Christmas, they couldn't really buy us a lot of gifts. And this sounds very sort of Dickensian, but they basically my dad got us each one gift. And then, you know, in order to pad it out, he wrapped other things in like Christmas, you know, wrapping. And so I remember like opening one of the gifts that we got, and me and my sister, and we both had like Planters peanuts. And he had wrapped a bottle of Planters peanuts as a gift, and a little bit like a joke, but kind of also because they didn't really have a lot of gifts. So now in our home, like every year, one of the gifts is a wrapped up bottle of Planters peanuts.
Well, it, you know, it's a sweet reminder that it is the thought that counts, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, you know, and I think they actually said that.
So yours is kind of a story, the Christmas story, anyway, of celebrating this tradition through you know, a different set of lenses. What about your own, you know, Muslim holidays? And I know you're not the poster child for Islam, but still, what? How do you celebrate things like Eid?
Not very well, really, because most of the time, you know, I'm not really with my family. I, you know, they live down in Florida and stuff. So, you know, Eid is something that for many years my parents would call and be like, "Hey, it's Eid tomorrow." Like, you know, just you know, I would celebrate just by virtually like a phone call.
Asif Manvi, great to meet you. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
And here's another take on the holidays from Tam Dong. She's from Los Angeles and lives in Boston, but her parents are Vietnamese and Buddhist. And like Asif Manvi, Dong's relationship with Christmas really says a lot about her relationship with her parents.
My very first memory of Christmas is being in elementary school and learning about Santa and the reindeers and Rudolph. But when I came home and tried to talk to my family about it, they had no idea what I was talking about. They said it was just a holiday, and we're a Vietnamese family, and so Vietnamese people don't usually celebrate Christmas. So when I was a kid, I did try to take some of the things that I learned from school and bring it home. I did write letters to Santa. I just never got a response. And when I was little, I used to put out cookies and milk, thinking that Santa would come and that would, like, you know, bring me presents. But Santa never came, and my mom would get angry because she said, you know, leaving out cookies like that will attract ants. So she'll just, like, put it away. I would wait until midnight on Christmas Eve every night, hoping to hear reindeers and Santa come down the chimney, but they never came. And eventually I'd always fall asleep, wake up in the morning thinking there would be presents, but we would never have any presents under the tree. And then I thought it was because I didn't have a chimney, which is the reason why I never got any gifts. Maybe Santa just missed us this year, and then the next year, and the year after that. Now when I'm with my fiancé and his family, we do celebrate Christmas. And my fiancé and I, we go pick out a Christmas tree every year and decorate it. And that's our little tradition. And we do exchange gifts on Christmas Day. But when I go home to my family, my parents, I think they want to celebrate Christmas, but they don't know how. And so they wait for us to come home and do something with them. And so what we usually do is we just cook a big dinner and we'll buy them, like, little gifts and try to bring Christmas to them in a way. But if I'm not at home that particular year for Christmas, then they just don't do anything.